The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. In the first chapter of her 1995 book, The Origin of Satan, Elaine Pagels, a historian of the Christian religion, describes the first of the three Gospels, attributed to Mark, as a text intended to incite a specific political insurgency in Jerusalem after the city was sacked by Rome in the first century. The specially crafted contradictions in the first written-down Jesus story remain present in Christianity today. God is love and wants us to kill his enemies. Here's how Pagels' explanation goes. During the lifetime of the historical Jesus, the Jewish homeland was under a Roman military occupation with Pontius Pilate as governor. Technologies may vary, but a military occupation is a military occupation, and occupied societies tend to splinter in the same way. In the urban administrative centers, mixing and collaboration with the occupiers brings wealth and privilege to the locals, especially the educated, who can rise to power in the administration of the occupation. Dissent is factionalized. Violent resistance groups operate from strongholds in rural areas. The Essenes, with whom Jesus was associated, was a sect that had withdrawn to the wilderness. The death of Jesus was a blip in the Roman occupation, but some 35 years later, the Jewish resistance intensified and became a full-blown rebellion that lasted several years, until a well-equipped Roman legion arrived to massacre, rape, and torture, leaving Jerusalem a literal smoking ruin. The destruction of Jerusalem was experienced locally as the end of the world. The temple was reduced to rubble, the Holy of Holies violated, loved ones wiped out, and the whole fabric of social and material life annihilated. In the aftermath of this devastation, there remained three primary Jewish political factions: rural revolutionaries, the established pro-Roman upper class, and urban revolutionaries who wanted the Romans out but did not want that uneducated riffraff from the countryside to move into the power vacuum. The author known as Mark serves that last group, resurrecting Jesus and telling a tale with two plots. The warm and fuzzy Jesus could have been anyone. Love thy neighbor, love one another, blessed are the poor and meek. Such notions give unifying solace and direction to a dazed and grieving population trying to rebuild their lives. The urban political faction that Mark supported, however, required a demonization of both the urban pro-Roman power base and the rural revolutionary groups associated with Jesus. So, gentle Jesus, the winner of hearts and minds, was also cast as God's very own anointed one, rejected by the rural ruffians and urban collaborators alike, a rejection that brought God's vengeance and caused the destruction of Jerusalem. As a revolutionary, Pagels calls Jesus a complete failure. Betrayed by his own followers and brutally executed, he's an unlikely figurehead for a political movement. But Mark doesn't present Jesus as a political figure. He casts him as a pivotal character in a war between good and evil in the universe. You can count on Jesus for wise and gentle words to inspire the members of the cult to work together. But make no mistake, he is the son and spokesperson for an angry God, and all who fail to see that are tools of evil. The moral of the Jesus story, as written by Mark? We come in love and brotherhood. If you don't like us, we shall serve our God by destroying you. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.